And good evening, coming to you live.
Good evening. Hello. We've got George Markoski and Christina Markoski in the house tonight, live, coming at you live and loud.
Yes. I want to say hello to everyone. If you're watching live, type in hashtag live. And if you're watching the replay, type in hashtag replay.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be talking about how to pay off your mortgage in half the time. So before we get into the training, what I'd like to do is, actually, do you want to get straight into it, or should we talk about what's happening in the Australian property market at the moment?
Let's get a little update, George.
Okay.
Love an update.
Well, the housing crisis is getting worse, and someone's calling me, so there must be a reason they're calling me. Hold on one sec. You keep the show going.
Yes. Keeping the show going. The show must go on. Just type in the chat so we know that we're being received here. We may have a tech issue. We're not sure what's going on. If you can see me, if you can hear me, please let me know. Type in the chat.
Okay. That was my EA, and she hung up on me. So she may have accidentally dialed me, like a pocket dialed me or something. So it doesn't matter.
Live. Yep. I'm just getting confirmation that we are live because I got the same phone call. So I thought maybe it was a tech issue.
That's right.
Looks like we are live and loud.
We're live, which is great. So let's talk about mortgages. What does mortgage mean? You know what mortgage means?
Tell us.
Till death.
Interesting.
Morgue. You know, when you go to the morgue, morgue, in French, it means till death. So,
a little bit scary, isn't it?
I know. And the thing is, you know, the banks have conditioned us. They keep conditioning of different things. That what they say to us is they say, you know, pay principal and interest, pay off your home loan. And everyone seems to be fixated with paying off their home loan and paying and just keep paying. And what they do is they, my parents tried to do it. You know, they didn't go out for dinners on the weekends and they'd save every cent and put it into the mortgage. And a lot of people do that. Who does that? Who puts all their money into the mortgage? Type in the chat.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like having a mortgage. So I think a lot of people are very motivated by that perceived debt to pay it off as quickly as possible and work long hours and shovel extra money in there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing is, what happens is there's two types of thinking, right? One type of thinking is what the poor do, and the poor think, oh no, I owe money, I owe debt, I need to pay that debt off and be debt free.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be debt free. The rich, what do? We use this thing called OPM to get rich, other people's money. And that is the real key, right? And
nice.
The thing is, now, in order to use other people's money, and this is what we're doing as a group for all of our members, right? What we do with our group, we find them properties in the top 100, use other people's money to get those properties, and then they make money year in, year out, and eventually get to retire on quite a tidy passive income for the rest of their lives that goes up all the time.
I like the sound of this, other people.
Yeah. Well, other people's money is the best thing that's ever happened to you or anyone, and the problem is we've been taught to fear debt, but there's a difference. There's good debt and bad debt. So, for example, good debt is education. Well, it used to be. I don't know if it is anymore, actually. It used to be. Learning, gym membership, being healthy, education, getting a mentor. That's good debt. Good debt is investment in property.
Property.
In hard assets. Property.
Yes.
Property, right? That's good debt. Then there's a bad debt. Bad debt is going on a holiday, getting a sports car so you can look good in front of your friends on lease, renting a really expensive penthouse, but you can't afford it. All that is bad debt.
Yeah, right? So things that go down in value.
Yes. So what happens is you hear these stories about people that had bad debt, and their life crashed because invariably that's what's going to happen. And then you go, shit, I don't want to get into debt. But we get confused and think, hold on a second, all debt is bad. No, some debt is good, some debt is bad.
Yeah, you can't just tar it all with the same brush.
No, not at all.
You've got to really have a money mindset and understand that there's good debt, bad debt. There's assets that make you money and there's perceived assets that lose you money.
Yes, so, and there's expenses that are expenses. And the thing is, you know, a bit like intermittent fasting, you know, missing one meal a day is good for you, but not eating at all, you're going to starve and die.
Mm.
So eating too much is going to kill you. Not eating enough. So it's a matter of having the right thing. So the important part about good debt is being educated. Because if you don't know the difference between good debt or bad debt, that is the issue.
And that's really the fundamentals and the foundation of where you need to start before we even get into anything to do with how to cut your mortgage in half, because you've got to understand the difference.
Yes, because if you can work out the difference between good debt and bad debt,
and if you understand that,
and if you can safely invest in good debt, safely, right?
Yes.
Then that will serve you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It is. And
that's what separates the rich from the poor, ultimately.
Absolutely. And look, I was lucky to discover this in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I retired in my 30s because of this. And I'm helping 3,500 people in Australia do the same thing, which is very exciting.
Nice.
Now, who wants to see how to pay their mortgage off quicker? Type in the chat. Type in hashtag mortgage if you want to see this. Otherwise, I'll keep talking about debt because I'm only doing this if people really want it.
We want to learn how to pay off our mortgage in half the time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fundamentals there, but I'm going to teach people if they want it. If they want it, I'm going to show them. If they don't, I'll keep talking about debt and how we need to really use debt in the smart way. Because at the moment, people, okay, yeah, we've got people saying
mortgage, to know how to pay off the mortgage in half the time. Go. Which okay. The crowd has spoken.
I'm going to open up my presentations.
Yes. Woo.
Okay. Let's have a look.
Yeah, UK is expensive.
Oh, look. Yeah, they're sharing beds in UK. You can actually rent half a bed. Now, let me.
Whoa.
I know.
Inception.
Okay. Let me go to the slide. What I'm doing is I'm actually showing you my webinar slides that we did the other day, a couple of nights ago. That went really well. We had over 200 people there. It was epic. It was really good. Now I'm just going to find the part. This is interesting, what I was talking about, you know, how we're just entering the golden age of wealth creation, which is pretty exciting. But let me have a look and see the slide for paying off your mortgage. A lot of slides here, a lot of information. It was jam-packed. And here we go. Play slide from here. I can't see anything, so you're going to have to just tell me what you can see, Christina.
Structure tax deduction.
Right. Okay, great. So the number one way of paying off your mortgage is getting the right tax deductions to help you. Because what we want to do is we want to get as much help as we can. I want to get the bank, the tax department, inflation, the tenant, circle of safety, all working for me, helping me pay off my mortgage and make me rich.
Absolutely. Right?
Henry Ford, the reason he was so successful is because he hired other people. He was in court and they asked him this question, some really fancy question, and he didn't know the answer. And they were trying to say, well, you're pretty dumb. He said, don't worry, I don't have the answer, but I can hire someone that will give you the answer. And he goes, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of my own effort. He was really good at doing that. So what you can do is, okay, one of the big mistakes that people make in life is paying full tax.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing from your whole, the two certainties in life is tax and debts and taxes, all right? That goes the joke, that's the joke they say. And the one biggest expense that you're going to have for the rest of your life, more than anything else, is actually your tax. So what we want to do is we want to learn how to get your tax and convert it into assets that make you money. If you can do that, wouldn't that be good? Because that will help you pay off your mortgage quicker. So this is what happens, right? See, the house you live in, the owner occupier, the Australian dream, you know, this is the way it works. What happens is you get your pay packet, they take out super, they take out the tax, then you've got your net wage left, little left. Then you've got to pay for your expenses. And that little bit you got left, you've got to pay towards your house. That's why it's so hard, because they strip everything away from you. We get taxed on top of our tax. So what happens is, let's say you get paid, you get taxed 50% of your money, and you get $1,000 and you have to pay $500. It's not quite like that, because 50% is the top bracket, not at the bottom. But anyway, you pay $500 and you only got $500 left. Then you buy something, you pay 10% GST, but you're paying 10% on half your money. So you're really paying 20% GST. Then you buy petrol and you're paying 40%. And then you buy cigarettes or alcohol, you're paying more on top of that. Then you buy a house, you pay stamp duty. And so we just got tax upon tax upon tax upon tax in Australia.
Oh, it never ends.
We get taxed more than anyone in the world. And so this is a legal way of reducing your tax. So what we do, if you get an investment property, you can actually get the tax and the rent to pay for the property, right? Get the tenant tax man to pay. And that way, little or nothing out of your own pocket goes towards the property.
Nice.
So, but you need depreciation to do this. So how does that work? Okay. So bricks and mortar tax deductible. So it was the fit out and so the loan costs. So what the government did, they put this thing called negative gearing in order so you can use your investment as a business. Now, the challenge is, because when I say negative gearing, a lot of people are going, oh my God, losing money. Yes. 90% of people using negative gearing getting it wrong. They totally get it wrong. And what they're doing with negative gearing is they're losing money hand over fist. It's just ridiculous.
Never lose money. That's our number one rule.
That's right. So not all properties are suitable. So if you bought one pre-1985, you're going to get zero depreciation. One in 2000, you get 1625. I wish we could move that slide if the team are watching. But on a brand new property today for $450,000, you're getting $12,000 depreciation.
Mm-hmm. It's right? Under the line because it's still not as good.
Yeah. The depreciation, right? It's like if you buy a car for business, because the car goes down in value, you can get depreciated, get a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with depreciating your car is it is going down in value.
Yeah.
But see, with a property, you can depreciate the property, but it's not actually going down in value. It's going up in value.
It's still going up.
Right? So think about this. It's like having your cake and eating it too. And this is the only instance that the ATO will let you do this. And why do they let you do this? They know this loophole. The ATO aren't stupid. They're smart. But if they stop this, then we're going to have even more homeless people. I mean, the rental crisis is going crazy. So what you do is you get a depreciation schedule from a quantity surveyor, $12,000 the first year, but $80,000 over the first 10 years of owning that property.
Nice.
So think about this. You buy a property and you've already got an $80,000 tax deduction baked in from the beginning. Right? And this is just depreciation. This is the paper losses. There's real losses, but I don't care about the real losses. I want the paper losses to help me make it positive. So then what happens is
awesome.
You get a depreciation schedule and you what you do is go to your account and get an income tax withholding variation. Some accountants won't even know how to do this because they don't even know it exists. So you need to have a switched on accountant. You get a depreciation schedule. The accountant fills out an ITWV to the ATO and that gets approved. And then you get a letter from the ATO going, hey, we're going to give you more money every week. So this is the way it works. Let's say you earn $2,000 a week. Then your net pay is $1,410 because the ATO are taking $590 out of that,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now, with a tax variation, what's going to happen? We're going to get $1,495, pay only $505, and we're going to get an extra $85 a week in our pay packet every week. Whether the property is positive or negative, we're getting this depreciation anyway because it's on paper. It's called a paper loss. And a lot of big corporates use paper loss to make a profit and not pay tax. But this
you actually- You had a really good question, George.
Yep.
Do we use the ITWV for just depreciation or do we include interest costs and agent fees, yes, et cetera, in the ITWV?
You include every single expense you can think of on that property.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is just one part of it. I'm simplifying it because if I gave you a big list, there'd be a big list because you've got, the connection to the water, you've got council rates, you've got all of that. So every single expense, even even if you got a loan and you only had 10 or 5% deposit and you had to pay mortgage lenders insurance, that's actually depreciable, right? A loss.
Cool.
So there you go.
Nice.
The red pill, the blue pill. Do you want to do? So this is the choice you've got. You can just keep giving your money to the tax department, the old school way, or you can invest your money in positive property. Not as in my company, positive property, but positive property for yourself. The new way. Type in the chat, what would you prefer? The old school way or the new way of doing things? Because this, we had a client called Barry, and he recently moved overseas, very successful businessman, and he paid a lot of tax. He bought 6 properties with us. He made nearly $1 million, paid 0 tax on that $1 million he made, and still got like a $400,000 tax deduction as well at the same time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty amazing. Fantastic. So this is the way it works in real life. Let me show you it works in real life. You get a $450,000 property. The total loan is $463,000, including costs, legal, stamp duty, $450 rent, $85 tax variation, equals $535 income weekly. Mm-hmm. Now, the interest on that will be $438 plus $66 costs, council, all that sort of stuff that you need, your real estate agent. So $504 outgoing. So what we do is we take the $504 from $534. We end up with $31 positive cash flow on this property. Now, this is the interesting thing. If we didn't have the ITWV, you can see the $85 there. This would actually be negative $54.
That's a big difference.
But we've turned it positive. So where do you get the deposit? Well, cash, equity, super, SMSF, creative finance, joint venture. But if you use your home as equity, if you've got $550,000 sitting, value of $550 in your home and you owe $300, then you've got $250,000 lazy equity sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's literally a pile of money in your living room and you can use it to create wealth today. So let's get to the mortgage now. Now, I wanted to explain this because this is one of the keys, getting that extra tax to help pay for your mortgage off. So the old school way of paying a mortgage is eating juju beans, not going out, saving, having less holidays, and putting all the extra cash and paying extra payments. I'll show you the new way of doing it. So let's say you got a property at $500,000. There's a $350,000 loan at 7%. The principal interest is $990 per month. How much principal do you think you're paying the first 10 years of that 30 year, this is a 30-year mortgage here? Hardly anything at all. The banks, what they do, they calculate the interest. So you get 99% of the interest at the front end and you pay your principal right at the end. And that's why I like principal interest. And that $1,990 per month is going to stay the same until the end of the loan. But what we're going to do is we're going to do interest only. Then it's only going to be $490 a month. So suddenly we've released more cash flow. And we're not going to take this cash flow to the Crown Casino. We're going to put it in an offset account. We're going to get our wage, put that in an offset account. We're going to get our ITWV, put that in an offset account, credit card. We're going to get a 30 to 55 day interest-free credit card, pay our groceries, petrol, restaurants, bills, living expenses on the credit card. We're going to pay that in full every month. And we're also going to get free compliance. We'll get free business class flights all around the world. Mm-hmm. And then just this alone, without lifting a finger, same income, but we've redirected it through the offset account. Your home loan's paid off in 11 years, saving you 19.
Woo!
Now, this graph, the red one, is the payments you would have paid, and the blue one is the payments you're paying now. You can see the little bumps in the blue. That's each time the credit card goes up and down because of the way it works.
Dips in, dips out.
That's right.
Bills.
This house loan, you're saving $254,000.
That's massive. And that's over the 11 years?
No. You save it off the end, those 19 years. So if you kept it for another 19 years, you would have paid $254,000 during those 19 years.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, spaced out.
That's why you're saving it. So you're still paying it for the 11 years, but you're not paying it afterwards.
So,
you don't know how to reduce it even lower. Well, what you do is you get the equity out, the lazy equity, you get invested property, and then that rent goes into there as well. Then you get another property and you keep going. And this is how we reduce it. And this is how we've had clients pay off their mortgages in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years. I've paid off one mortgage in 2 years just by my investment properties doing it for me. My tenants doing it for me. Right? So that.
That, my friends, is
that's how
your mortgage in half. Amazing.
Someone just said, just letting you know, those who get, are getting Centrelink can't claim negative gearing. True.
Mm-hmm.
Is every loan running off the one offset account? Would it be attached to our current principal place of residence loan? It will be attached to your principal place of residence loan. So what we want to do is, there's good debt and bad debt. Your principal place of residence, bad debt. Your investment property is good debt. So what we want to do is keep the big expense on the investment property, but lower the expense on the other property.
Absolutely. And George, we have run out of time on our Facebook Live tonight. We're going to have to wrap this up and head on over to our private inner circle group
so
we can go through this more in depth and teach
you. Yeah, we're going to go through this in depth, but also I'm going to explain with graphs in our next, in our members only thing, exactly why prices are too cheap at the moment. I've just cracked the code. There's going to be, would this strategy work for a young early 20s investor? Yes, it would.
Absolutely.
Property investing works better the younger you are, as long as you're legal.
You're the more time you've got.
The longer you have, the better it works.
Time is on your side, my friend.
Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate you all the people watching our podcast, the people on our YouTube channel, and the people in the Facebook group.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us.
Lots of love.
Have an amazing night.
We're going. Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.